Hello.
Hey, sorry, I just had like three other phone calls in between trying to call you back.
Yeah, no, and I lost you when I was going in and out of the hollers, so no big deal.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, no, well, like I said, just if the boys can talk today, see if you can get them to talk to you then.
Yeah, let me see. I know Lori's picking up Nathan now at school, and then Keith gets out later, but I'm out running around. I got to get stuff because they're putting more restrictions, like they're limiting the amount of toilet paper you can buy. They're starting to like ration like stuff at the stores again. So I'm trying to go out and pick up stuff before it gets worse. Like I just went to BJ's or Costco, and they had no toilet paper. They only had Charmin, like the real thick, expensive rolls. Everything else they're out of already. And it's only like one per customer.
Time to buy the bidet.
Yeah, right.
Well, they were saying on Amazon that bidet sales have like gone up like 80%. Where I'm like, yeah. I mean, as long as you got one that has like temperature control, you would be all right. I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, so I gotta see what's going on with that. Trying to find out what's going on with my mother because she might be coming home this week. I'm stumped. Which I have a meeting at 1 o'clock with the doctors and stuff. So.
Are you guys going to move her up to Jersey, or what's
if she can come, it sounds like her oxygen level has gone down, like they treated the pneumonia and that's supposedly gone, so now they,
Ryan, you're going to be dead before she is, you know this, right? Like, she's just playing a game.
Yeah, so I'm waiting to see what's going on. I got a 1 o'clock meeting, a Zoom meeting, and they're supposed to have a doctor there and stuff, and the last I heard is that Thursday or Friday she may be able to come home, but it depends on the oxygen level, if it keeps going down or not. And if she can go home, then they can manage her at home because then she can go to outpatient dialysis. And if not, I don't know, have to deal with it then. Then I don't know if she's going to get moved up here, or I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. So, you still there?
Yeah, but then why are Dana and Mark going to live up there in Jersey?
Dana and Mark aren't my problem. You know, I don't know where they're going to go. It's not...
Well, I thought you said if you move Lou, you got to move them, too.
Well, no, I didn't say I have to move them, too. I said that they won't go... Wherever my mother goes, they're going to go. But that's not my problem to move them. I'm not paying for that. Oh, they can figure it out themselves how they're going to do it. You know, if I have to move... If my mother has to come up here, that's fine. If Dana and Mark want to come up here, too... That's fine, but I'm not paying to move them.
Well, that's not you, because where would Scotty and...
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know where they would go. It's their problem, not mine.
You know, if they come up to New Jersey, they're just going to bring drugs. Like, you're going to have every drug dealer near the house.
Yeah, no, they're not...
Oh, gosh.
There's no room in my house. I can't even take my mother by me if I needed to. I have no room. So...
Right.
You know, we were talking about adding on to the house, so I don't know... I don't know what's going to happen yet.
Or you know, kicking the girls out. How old are they now? Like, damn.
Well, Julie's 20.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Julie's 20. She's in college full time. Jenna's older than that. She works.
Right. So why can't they move out?
Because Lori won't have them move out. You know, they're in school and they work. So whatever.
They can't live at college. Oh my gosh.
Not when they're doing virtual learning right now. A lot of colleges aren't having people live there because they're not doing classes.
Or she just won't let the kids move out because they're just never going to find a relationship and never going to move forward. You know, she's just going to keep babying them until she dies, and then they're not going to know what the fuck to do.
Nothing I can do about it.
I mean, just my own opinions on it. I mean, she wants to sit down and tell people how to raise their kids, and it's kind of like, well, let's take a look at her situation. Just a little bit. I might be a little salty, but, you know.
Yeah.
I can't say anything. My sister's, what, 30 and still lives at home with my mommy, so...
Does she?
Yeah, no, Laura hasn't moved out. Laura and Amanda both have not moved out.
I'm waiting for the day that the bank is just gonna
Amanda's 8 years younger than me, so I'm 31. So yeah. 26?
Yeah, I didn't know how old she was.
Yeah.
And you said they got marijuana now, or?
Oh, yeah. They all have their medical marijuana cards.
And what's the medical reason?
And Anxiety. Severe anxiety. Ain't that some shit? Meanwhile, yeah, let's look at my situation. I'm like, oh, you guys got anxiety. Maybe that's it, that yeah.
Well, you go to court this week, right? Do you have to go out there, or you do it by phone?
I gotta go out there.
Yeah.
Because of the severity of it, I go out. It's just fine. I don't care. I got friends out there anyway that I get to hang out with, and a lot of people like the season, and so. Right, I know you want to roll over, but you keep throwing up. You gotta just chill out for a minute and sit up. You drink. And
well, what were all
the business back? You keep throwing up.
Yeah, what were all the pictures about that you said that that supposedly were sent to Ty? Something about a black eye, or
yeah, that's what we gotta go to court over.
What were the pictures of?
Ty sent me pictures of him and his girlfriend, so I sent him pictures of me and a guy that I was with for the night, and Ty split because the dude was black.
No.
So I was like, whatever, he was a freaking soldier. Hung out with him a couple of times, he did some work on the truck for me, and then he had to go down to Georgia.
Right.
I was like, alright, well, fine, whatever, I'm out there. And it was really like, just to piss off Ty at that point, because Ty was messaging me, and it's like, are you fucking, this is what you're gonna, no offense, the pictures Ty sent me, not impressive. Not impressive with the girl that he's with, but whatever. So, but he wants to keep sending me stupid messages. Apparently his mother's moving in with him on the 7th.
So,
His mother and father are moving in with him. Isn't that cute?
What, did he tell you that, or?
Yeah, he did. He texted me it last night. He sent me a text from a burner number saying, I'm so excited, my family's moving down here December 7th. Like, why would you send me that message, you dumbass motherfucker? You were just in court 2 weeks ago where the judge said, if I get one more burner number, you're fucked. Because even the judge said, even if it's not Ty, who are you giving my number out to? You're causing harassment. And even the judge said, you know, Ms. Olson, you shouldn't have to change your number. You're absolutely right. I should not have to change my number. And he said, you get one more message, bring it to court. Well, guess what I plan on doing? And if Ty turns around, I didn't send that message, but then your mother moves out there on the fucking 7th? Oh, really? Then who did? Who did send it? How convenient.
I mean, if I was a judge, I would order everybody's phones turned immediately surrendered. I would have a forensic auditor look at every phone. I would get records from every phone company, for every account that's out there, every burner company, because there's only one company that issues all the burner numbers. I would send them subpoenas for everybody's records. I would subpoena everybody's bank records, everybody's credit cards. I would research everybody, and whoever is guilty gets filed, you know, found with a false filing, a false police report.
You get 6 months in jail.
You know?
Well, that's what I mean. Well, no, I agree. Well, that's what I mean. Even when my lawyer took my phone from me and said, can the judge see it? I said, absolutely. And the judge went through my phone and my messages because Ty's like, oh, she's using a burner app. He went on my Google store, he checked my Google history and purchase history and deleted history. I have no burner apps on my phone. What pisses off the judge is like, yeah, I've used burner apps in the past, but to pay bills. And the judge is like, why didn't you use your own phone number to pay bills in the past? Well, I didn't want to need to see what the bills were for. So that leaves me to go, what the fuck else were you paying for? Now, he admits he's used burner apps in the fucking past. Like, you see what I'm saying? See why I'm getting so frustrated?
Yeah, but you said you used them too.
No, I would get them from fucking David's girl. She would use burner apps too. That's what I'm saying. I never used them. That's the thing. I even went to court in Las Vegas. I said, granted. Is this your number? Yes, that is my number. They are fucking harassing the shit out of me. Sorry, I called her a fucking chink. That's what she is. Like, tell the chink to leave me the fuck alone. She thinks it's cute to keep using burner apps. Now Todd is doing it. Like, why'd you tell me you even need to use burner apps in the past? I know what apps you need to download. Anyone can easily download them. But like the judge even said, if I did do it, it's not in my fucking Google store history because that shit stays there. You'll delete it, but it will still be in your history and it still shows in your purchase history, in your download history. I have nothing.
Yeah. Well, there's other ways. You don't have to go through Google,
That's all I have is the Google store. The judge looked through my phone because Ty kept, he was so firm, it's me. The judge said, regardless, those text messages have too many details. It's him or it's him using somebody else. And why does Ty have two phones? The judge would, he even told Ty, she gets these again, you're going to spend 6 months in jail. So now guess what I'm going to do? I'm filing and want that motherfucker in jail. Because leave me the fuck alone. Tell your stupid bitch girlfriend to leave me the fuck alone. You got a girlfriend? Fantastic. Good for you. Good, you got a girlfriend. Great. Great. As long as she's good to Seth, I don't give a fuck.
No. I don't know.
Oh, then. Well, like I said, you can try protecting him too. Like.
No, I'm just saying, if I was a judge, that's what I would do. I would right then and there, both of you turn over your phones, and I would start subpoenaing records and everything else.
Well, and that's what I told my lawyer and the judge. He has two phones. He has an iPhone and an Android. Someone explain that to me. So he could turn around and go, yeah, here's my phone. No, no, motherfucker, he got two. We got proof he has two. His own evidence shows he has two. The shit he submitted in Missouri, he took screenshots. One is screenshots from an iPhone, another one's a screenshot from Android. On his Amazon history, my Amazon account that Stupid is still connected to, it shows that he is buying stuff in the Apple store. Funny, and I'm paying for an Android. Like, and I even said he has two phones. It's, I always have a work phone. Really? When did you make it to first sergeant? There's no reason for me to have two phones, stupid.
Why, did they give him a phone as a sergeant, or?
If you're a first sergeant, you get one. Just because you're a sergeant doesn't mean you get another phone. His fucking sister-in-law told me that his mother bought him a fucking iPhone. I'm not stupid. I know what he's doing. I know what he's fucking doing. I know.
All right, I don't want to cut you short. I'll have to call you back. I got to Zoom at 1 o'clock with them down in North Carolina.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Do what you got to do. Just let me know if I can talk to the boys or not.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.